comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to the Kevin Smith Show. It is February the 14th. I'm glad you're here. You could be doing a lot of other things, but you chose to be here, and I appreciate that. I'm here because you have a right to know. I'm here because you matter. This is a special day, of course. A lot of countries are celebrating St. Valentine's Day, and so I hope if you celebrate St. Valentine's Day that you have had a wonderful holiday today. It is time for us to begin our journey once again into the world of the strange and unexplained. I'll be your tour guide tonight. All over the world tonight, UFOs are going to be seen. Parts of the world right now, it's daytime, and UFOs will be seen. And lamestream media will be tight-lipped about it. If they do say anything, they're going to giggle, or they're going to print something absolutely ridiculous as an explanation. We're going to deal with one explanation tonight of a specific incident that I think is pretty ridiculous, and I think you'll see why. See why? Yes, tonight is free to watch night. Of course, you can watch every night as a member. If you are a member, you get to watch every night. But a couple of times each month, we make it free for everybody to watch. If you're not watching the show tonight, you've got to go ask yourself, stand in front of a mirror and ask yourself, where is the genius in that? It's absolutely free, but if you join, you can watch every night, and that's only $7.50 a month. Come on, that's only 25 cents a day. Not everybody can do that, I understand. Most of you can. For most of you, $7.50, you won't even miss it. But that can make the difference between whether we continue broadcasting or not. We're entirely listener-supported, and your support is both needed and appreciated. We have, for everybody, whether you're a member or not, a free weekly newsletter. It is called The K-Files. And when we say free, we're speaking plain English, not Washington, D.C. English. Washington, D.C. free means we're going to give this to you, but there's all kinds of strings attached. Nah. That's not the way we do things. We speak plain English, and when I say it is free, it's free. All you have to do is go to my website, click where it says K-Files, and subscribe, all right? And then you'll start getting it. You can unsubscribe anytime you want to. There's an unsubscribe link in absolutely every edition, but I bet you don't. We have people subscribed right now who subscribed back in 2000 when we first started. So it must be pretty good. I hope you'll do that. My guest this evening is James Horak, and he is going to join us on the other side of this upcoming break. And we're going to be talking about a very real incident, and maybe a couple of real incidents. I'm going to show you video of one of the incidents, and we're going to get his take on it. He's always interesting. We'll be back right after this. As I said, my guest this evening is James Horak, and we're going to bring him on here in just a minute. There is something I want to mention before we bring him on, though, and I didn't have the time to mention it in that first section of the show, and that is that NASA is dropping out of its joint mission to Mars, joint mission with the ESA. In fact, it's dropping out of most of its planetary exploration missions. A couple of weeks ago, Vladimir Putin in Russia made the statement that NASA's finished, they're done. And there were howls across America when he said that. A lot of people felt like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, it looks like he was pretty much on target, huh? Russia is now negotiating with the ESA to replace NASA for that joint Mars mission. James Horak has been with us many times. He is a personal friend of mine, and I have had the opportunity to visit with him in his home, and it was quite eye-opening because I got to see some things while I was there that your mind, when you hear about it, your mind says, that can't be. Now, every time I say that, people say, well, can you tell us what some of those things are? And every time I do, and this time I won't. Okay, it's in the archives. Because I want us to get on to something pretty hot. And I think some of you are familiar with it, but some of you may not be. Again, it's free to watch tonight. If you're not watching, oh well. James Horak, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Kevin. My pleasure.
May the 11th, 2011, Fort Worth, Texas. That's where you live.
Yes.
Something strange happened. And the video of that is on YouTube. And those who are sharp enough to click on free to watch are getting to see it starting right now. This video, in fact, I put this in the K files, and you, Mr. Horak, are a subscriber, so you got the K-Files this last week. You saw this link. And when I called you and asked you, had you seen it, you said, yeah, you had seen it before. Now, what's happening here for those who are listening and not able to watch tonight? I mean, some of you are listening via radio. That's great. It's a radio show, and I'm glad you're listening. Some of you are listening via mobile devices that for one reason or another cannot play the video. Well, okay, and that's great. It's a radio show. So let me describe it for you. This is a nighttime shot from downtown Fort Worth looking to the north. And what we're seeing are bright flashes, mainly blue flashes of light, very bright. Particularly situated in one area, but from time to time there will be flashes in other areas, but mostly situated in one area. Now, as you stand where this camera is and look to the north, if you look right dead center of the picture and go straight on beyond those blue flashes, you will arrive at Mr. Horak's front door. So I asked you, Mr. Horak, if you had seen this. You said, yes, you'd seen it before. And I said, well, what do you think this is? And you said, well, they said it was transformers going off. I said, yeah, what do you think it is? And you proceeded to tell me. Well, the more I looked at this video, the more convinced I became that what you told me had to be correct. This is awesome. Now, before we get into what you told me, let's deal with this thing about transformers exploding. Why do you say that's not transformers exploding?
Well, the video, this recent video, which has been enhanced, makes it look like those explosions are going off on the ground. They were actually, because I was under them, they were actually tree level. And some of the more recent links to this video explain this from the more official stance that these were, each one of these explosions is a separate lightning strike. And that's not true either.
Lightning, I just watched lightning hitting. First of all, there's no lightning coming through the sky.
No.
But if it's lightning, I just watched lightning hit and stay on the ground for several seconds, and it doesn't do that.
You couldn't even dream up the excuse of ball lightning to suit this, but it went on for some time. If you were very close to it, you didn't hear anything.
How do you know that?
I was under this stuff. I mean, I was on my way home when it started.
All right, give us that story. What's the story there? How did you happen to be under it?
Well, I was coming home from a popular place in Fort Worth called the Smoke Pit, and I just left when it started, I'd gone about a mile, and it started up, and by the time I got about 2 miles away, I just pulled over because it. It was almost impossible to drive. When these would go off, they'd be blinding. And just watched it, and every time that it happened, it was about just above the trees.
And you say there was no sound?
No.
Okay, now I think probably most of us have seen when an electrical transformer explodes. There's a huge flash of light, similar to this, not similar to those really big ones we're seeing, but a big flash of light and a big boom, a big explosion. Plus, folks, here's why I don't think it's transformers. Now, let me say, some of these could be transformers that are exploding in response to this other stuff that's happening. That could be.
That's possible.
But, folks, the reason I don't think this is transformers is because when a transformer blows up, it doesn't do it twice. And we're seeing one particular spot continually lighting up, continually flashing, continually, if you will, blowing up. That transformer has blown up now since we've been talking. If that's a transformer, that's blown up, 10 or 12 times now. That can't be a transformer. It just can't be. All right, so you're under them. What did you think about it?
Well, it was impressive. I mean, especially when you're under them. But I could see what they were, and I wouldn't be too surprised. I'd seen this sort of thing before.
What was it?
And
you say you could see what they were. What did you see?
Craft. They were craft.
Why were they? Well, okay. We'll come back to that. So these are, when you say craft, are we talking about U.S. Air Force?
No. The high up, they were the big ones, the 90 feet in diameter.
Mm-hmm.
But down at tree level, the ones that were going off were the 60 feet in diameter. They were EB craft, because I've seen them many times.
All right, now when you say EB craft, explain. We have new people, you know, that are listening, and they're new to the genre as well as new to the show. So explain what EB are.
Extra biological entities. Some people call them the grays.
Okay.
They're not sentient. They're just automaton type critters. I describe them unflatteringly as chunks of meat sewn together with a computer terminal. Because I am not enamored of them at all.
Okay. So, folks, on my website, there is a picture about tonight's show, and there's a picture of Mr. Horak, and it's got his name, and under it, it says, never dull and usually jaw-dropping. Well, there you go. You can pick your jaw up now, and let's begin to examine whether there's any possibility that what he's just told us is true. Not that I think you're lying, Mr. Horak. That's not the case. But let's examine the evidence and see if there's anything in this evidence that would indicate there was UFO activity there. As a matter of fact, we're going to look at part of the video that we just looked at. And you're going to see, I've put a yellow arrow every time a UFO shows up, all right? So you're going to see that for yourself in this same video, all right? So here we start with the flashes, incredible flashes. And I can see how this could be at treetop level. See, there's a UFO with a yellow arrow pointed at it. Watch, there's two coming up. There's one, and now there's two. And now we're going to see another one. And that one leaves to the left so fast, your eye really has to be fast to catch it. I'll let it continue to play. You don't get a smooth movement across there because it moved faster than the camera. The camera frames are running at 30 frames per second. It's moving faster than that. Okay? Now, when it leaves, watch very carefully. Yeah, I mean, it's gone in a shot. And people who are watching can see that for themselves. And yes, there are strange lights above this that just appear and then disappear. And from nowhere. I mean, they appear and then boom, disappear. That's not helicopters. Helicopters certainly cannot fly faster than the camera frames. I don't know what it is, and that's why we say it's a UFO. It's an unidentified flying object. So you're sitting there, you're on your way home. What time of night is this?
Well, I had walked out of the pit about a little bit before it closed. It closes at 9 o'clock. And I was talking to somebody, and I talked to him for a few minutes. And the place was starting to close whenever I left.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't give you an exact time because I wasn't at the very front of the pit, so I don't know whether they were cleaning up and had already closed it and were in the process of cleaning it up, because it takes a while before the people inside leave.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I didn't have a watch with me, and my watch in my truck doesn't work. So I can only say that it was within probably a 10 or 15 minutes at 9 o'clock, something like that.
Before 9 or after?
Either way, mm-hmm. I say plus or minus, because I wasn't feeling real well. That's one reason why I'd walked outside and left early, and then started talking with this gentleman. And then I got my truck, and I pulled out, and I hadn't gone. I would say I hadn't gone six blocks when it started.
Okay, so you see these craft above you. They're just above treetop level. And by the way, folks, if you can sort of think about this in your mind as you watch this. This is being taken from a high-rise, a skyscraper in Fort Worth, looking down. And so that's why it's nighttime and you're looking down on the tops of the trees, and that's why you may think, well, that's on the ground. But every once in a while you see one like what we're looking at right now, where we can see that it's just above the ground. They're not actually on the ground. And there's a bunch of these. How many would you say you saw?
There were three or four big ones that were high up, I'd say 300 or 400 feet high, and then the ones above the treetop, probably nine, ten maybe, different ones.
Mm-hmm. Now, are they just lighting up, or, why are we seeing flashes here?
They're disintegrating.
Disintegrating. Yes. Okay, well, we'd have to have more than nine. We're getting replacements in here because we're watching way more than nine disintegrate then.
Well, some of those could have been transformers like we talked about, but uh-huh. the really big explosions that you see,
yeah,
the really big ones are I'm not watching that video because I take everything off when we have an interview. I don't want any interference, but uh-huh. Some of them may have had a reaction that lasted over a larger period of time, but they were disintegrating. They were at least in the process of disintegrating.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And now, how do you know these are EB craft? How do you know this is extraterrestrial biological entities, grays? How do you know that?
Well, over my lifetime, I've experienced these things around, and when they come around, I get buzzing in my head, uh-huh. certain kind of buzzing that I don't attribute to ET craft,
uh-huh.
but the EB craft I do, and that has something to do with what their drive is or how they propel themselves. And it's gravity wave attenuation. I'm very sensitive to changes in gravity wave. It makes me, I have tinnitus anyway. And what happens is it kind of raises that tinnitus up a notch or two, and then I hear a kind of a buzzing. And that I've learned to associate that with EV craft. It's kind of my warning system.
All right, we have to step away for a break. We'll be back right after this.
Ireland, and you're listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Are indeed listening to the Kevin Smith Show, and my guest this evening, Mr. James Horak. James, I want to approach this event now from a couple of different perspectives. First of all, let's assume that what we were looking at in this video, this event that we're talking about, May the 11th, 2011, in Fort Worth, Texas, let's assume that this is, in fact, transformers blowing up, which I've already pointed out it can't be. It can't be because they can't blow up twice. And we watched one of them blow up maybe 20 times, or it lit up, 20 times. But with that many of them going off, there would have been thunderous explosion sounds all over Fort Worth. Was any of that reported in Fort Worth? Explosion sounds?
There are some people that claim that they heard sounds, but now it may have been my hearing being affected the way it was, but all during the time that this was going on, I didn't hear anything. I heard squad cars that with sirens on, but and they seem to actually be avoiding the area, to tell you the truth. But no, I think there were people that did, and I think in one of the videos there was some noise, but that I really didn't hear anything like that. I didn't hear a roar. I didn't hear a pop. If you were real close, you felt a woof, kind of a woof like that. But that's as close as I came to sounds associated with these explosions.
Well, there's one of these that lights up a couple of times, two or three times actually. And it, folks, if you're watching, just keep watching. You'll see this. There it went, right there. Look at that. Looks like a searchlight going across the sky, and then a big blue, we'll say, explosion next to it. It's not a searchlight because a searchlight is a narrow beam. But you know how a searchlight, as it moves, can sweep across the sky? Well, this lights up and just sweeps from the right side of your screen to the left side. It's just a sweep of light, and then a big blue explosion. There it went again, right there. See that? Okay, now, transformers don't do that. I've seen transformers blow more than once. I've heard them more than once. And first of all, it is bright, and it is loud, but nothing like that. I mean, that's lighting up Fort Worth. That's incredible. Now, I think that there are probably, as a result of whatever electromagnetic disturbance was being caused by all of this, probably you had some transformers that blew. And especially as we see, there'll be a line of them down, it looks like going down a street. But that's late in the video. And it looks like a line of them sort of just pop, 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 pop down the street. But that one area just keeps going. And, you know, I mean, it's, let me go to a wider view so everybody can see this. That one area just keeps going. And I can't imagine a transformer being able to blow up. And then blow up again, and then blow up again, and blow up again, and not make noise. I just can't imagine it. So, as I said, we looked for evidence in this video to see, you know, what's the deal, and, you know, is there any evidence of UFO activity? And the fact is, yes. And, kind of prominent right above all of this. What do you think their purpose was? What were they up to, James? Why were they flying in at treetop level and then whatever happened to them vaporized them? But why are they coming in at treetop level?
Well, that's the $64,000 question.
Did you know that within a four-week period, right around that time, within 4 weeks, this is one of the events, within 4 weeks, there were four of these across America?
Yeah, the connections are interesting. I haven't paid too much attention to it because I felt that there was nothing that I wanted to say about it at the time anyway, because when you live close to that sort of thing, you just who can you talk to? Who can you tell? It alienates you from people whenever you try. So when I got home, I just went to bed and tried to sleep it off, because I can't say it didn't rattle me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was right under some of the big ones when they went off. I don't think that it was 20 feet above me. And standing by my van, just standing there watching it. And it went on for, oh, I'd say well over 20 minutes. And I just waited for it to stop before I left. And when I got up to one of the busy streets, the police seemed to have cordoned the area off, or were going to in the process. They looked dazed. They looked like they had just awakened. So,
all right. So let's talk about military. What kind of military bases are we looking at in that area, or in the area around Fort Worth?
Well, the closest military base is the Joint Air Force Naval Air Station. It used to be Carswell, and that's west, about 12 miles west, due west of where this took place.
So as we look at the picture, as we look at the video, it's to the left about 12 miles.
Right.
How far beyond these lights is it to your house in miles? How many miles before we get to your house?
10.
Okay.
10 miles.
So this is happening pretty much in the heart of Fort Worth, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it's actually happening about a third of the way from the smoke pit to my home. Most of it. Now, it starts closer to the smoke pit, but it moved north as I proceeded. North.
Is this a residential area where it's happening?
No, it's river bottom. It's down now up on to your right, up higher. There's some homes, but all of it took place down near the river bottom.
Okay, so this is basically open land.
Yeah, there's no transformers or that I've ever noticed. There's even any telephone poles or anything like that in that area.
Okay. Well, any transformer big enough to light up Fort Worth, as a couple of these do, I think you would have to see them if they were sitting out there. They'd be big.
Well, the next day I went out where all this took place. I drove around an area of probably 3 or 4 square miles, and I didn't see anything, any indication of anything at all. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. No smell, no nothing. And when transformers go, they have a medium inside, a liquid medium that stinks to high heaven. And I didn't smell it at the time this was going on, and I didn't smell any residue or get any glimpse of it when I went back the next day.
So you didn't see anything blown apart and burned up?
Nothing. No, absolutely nothing.
Did you notice before you got home any sort of activity out of the military? Were there additional jets in the air? Well, that might be hard to tell because I've been to your place and there's a jet going over every 20 seconds. You know, there's commercial and there's military and private, and the sky in Fort Worth is busy. But did you happen to notice any additional flight activity?
Well, not the next day. Of course, I went after it was over. I drove straight home. I didn't really want to answer any questions because I was about the only one that was in right down there at the time. I think people got out of that area that may have been in there. Because when I was down there, I didn't see anybody around me pulled over watching it or anything. And it was like being a lone spectator. And so when I got up to the first busy street that you come to, that's the first time I even saw the police. I didn't see the police down in the river bottom there along that river bottom land at all. I didn't see anybody. But it wasn't that late at night.
No, that's not very late. Before 9, a little after 9, not that late. But you say the police that you saw looked dazed?
Yeah. Yeah. I drove right by them, you know. They saw me come out of that, and I thought they'd probably pull me over and ask me what, you know, maybe accuse me of setting charges or something. You know, I felt kind of like I just wanted to get the devil out of there and not have to answer any questions. So I didn't want to lie to them, and I knew if I told them what I saw, then they would think I was nuts. So I didn't really, and when I drove by, they didn't look at me. They acted like, you know, I mean, that's what they were there, I guess, to handle traffic. But when I drove by them, they didn't look at me. So
did they look like they were afraid?
Just confused, like like people are when they wake up, you know. I didn't see them rubbing their eyes, but they certainly didn't look like they knew what they were doing.
Wow. And what was it, just one squad car that you saw there, or?
Four.
Four?
I saw five. I saw four pulled over in different spots, and then I saw one up. There used to be an oil refinery that I drove by, and there was one parked there, and I saw one that was traveling. So four altogether, five maybe.
And all the cops that you saw looked confused, dazed?
They just looked like they were, they didn't know what to think. I mean, one a car going away, the others, they didn't have a blockade or any kind of pattern. It just looked like they were in the process of arriving and trying to figure out what was going on and didn't have a clue.
Mm-hmm.
Which you know, usually when the cops come in, they're given some reason, you know, something's in progress or whatever. They didn't have a clue. They didn't, you know, because here I'm coming out of the area where most of this took place, and they're not, and I'm the only person that is.
Yeah, and they didn't even stop you. All right, we have to step away for a break, and when we come back from this break, we'll continue with James Horak. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and quick reminder for those of you who are joining us late, this is free to watch night, so you get over to my website, click where it says watch, you can watch the show tonight, and you'll see these videos that we're talking about, and then you'll see why it's such an amazing event. You know, I mean, this ranks right up there with like the Phoenix Lights, I mean, as far as a spectacular event, or the Stephenville sighting. James, you were coming home from the Smoke Pit. Now, the Smoke Pit is known all over Fort Worth. Everybody knows it's a barbecue place. Been there about, I don't know, 50 years or so. And it's kind of like one of the pillars of Fort Worth. So you're going back home, and as you start into the river bottom, that would be what, the Trinity River? Oh, hang on a second, James. Let me turn your volume back up. Okay, is that the Trinity River?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, for those of you who don't know, you've heard about the Trinity River because of Dallas, and you're familiar with that, all that Dallas stuff because of the Kennedy assassination. But the Trinity River has two forks, East Fork and West Fork. And then down below Dallas and Fort Worth, it joins into one river. So this would be the West Fork of the Trinity River. You start down into the bottom. What was your reaction when the first flash took place? Did it scare you?
Well, I wasn't expecting to see so many craft. That surprised me, but no, it didn't. It hurts your eyes mm-hmm. when they're that close. But
I would imagine, yeah.
No, I've seen this sort of thing before.
Yeah, we're going to get into that before thing. Maybe a little bit. I know about the before thing. Okay, so your reaction was, it didn't scare you, but you told us it did kind of shake you up a little bit in that you really just didn't want to talk to anybody about it.
No. I at the time, I was concerned about other people. I knew that that it was it would be frightening for people if they were driving or if they were down there. I didn't know what effect it might have on people. It evidently created an electronic or electrical disturbance of some sort, because I think it was there. Further north, I think there were probably lights or something popping. I don't know, but looking at this video, there are things on it I can't account for, but I can only talk about what was in my vicinity, what was going on. And I'll say this, that I can assure everybody that lightning strikes had nothing to do with any of this. So when people talk about lightning strikes, the people that would have any grounds, any observational ability to see any of this at all, they're lying, because there was no lightning that hit the ground anywhere in this vicinity during this time. Not at all.
Well, in fact, there wasn't any lightning going on, was there?
Well, I, in the north, it's hard to say. In the north, I could see some of these flashes, like up in the distance towards Denton. I could way off. I could.
Well, Denton is 45 miles north, isn't it?
Yeah, and this was in that. This was way out of the Fort Worth area. But there, no. There was no lightning storm there. If there was, it was so far away where you could not hear the thunder. So it had nothing to do with that. And when people started talking about that lightning was hitting transformers, I knew that, you know, they were either just guessing, or they, if they were there anywhere in that vicinity, they were just flat lying. And I think there's been a cover up of this. And I, when some of those flashes were going off, if you looked straight up, you could see the larger craft mm-hmm. very easily. And they were up there. They were 400 feet to 1,000 feet up there. And they took off. They left the premises very, very quickly after about the third or fourth of the smaller craft disintegrated.
Well, how would you, if you weren't scared, how would you describe what you were experiencing?
When I'm around this kind of craft, the EB craft or EBs or anything, I don't have time to be afraid or scared. I just go into a revulsion mode, because it's like if you despise something so much, you know, you just couldn't feel anything but revulsion. Mm-hmm. And that's what I do. I've always been that way. And I've had these reactions every time I've ever been anywhere near anything like this. And I can't explain it, but I don't worry about it. I don't even feel like I have any need to justify it, because I don't even consider these, they're not sentient beings. They're just creatures, and they cause problems for people.
Your first encounter with them was when you were about 4 years old, right?
Yes, yes.
Now, you told us about that in a previous show. You explained to us about how I believe it was you, your mother, and I think your uncle?
Well, yes, it was my mother's half-brother and her cousin. We were all together, and we were coming to Texas from Las Vegas, New Mexico, and where I was born. And we were moving. And we were coming out of the last town, I think the highway's 287, the last town before you get to the Texas line. And there was this curve. And I'm looking out at this field, and I can see this blue flame shooting out of this field, and I'm asking my uncle, is that, what's that light? And he thinks I'm talking about the lights over on the railroad crossing. There was a, they were flashing. And so he thinks that's what I'm talking about. And I start to ask him again, and all of a sudden this white light just bathes everything. And I'm looking at him, and his face is frozen. And the car just kind of chugs to the shoulder, knocking before it dies. And my mother, and the next thing I remember is my mother's floating out the window.
And what, we've got about 30 seconds here. She's floating out the window, so what happens next? What did you do?
This ugly head sticks in the window. A bubble-headed looking head and these wraparound eyes and black eyes, and it just this revulsion hits me. And all of a sudden, this thing grabs its head and runs off and heads for a shaft of light beneath this UFO. And I look out the window, and another surge of this revulsion hits, and this thing starts wobbling to the side and chugging, kind of wobbling, throwing sparks, and it kind of goes off to my left, which would be to the west. And then after it leaves, there's another one up there, and I just know that I have the same feeling of revulsion, and that thing starts grinding, and it's like something turning in locks, like gears lock, and it starts doing the same thing. It's higher, so it goes off a little faster, goes off in the same direction.
All right, we're going to have to step away for a break here in about a minute. I want to remind everybody, if you're listening to the show tonight, you do have the opportunity to watch for free tonight. We do this a couple of times each month to let you get a little flavor of what you're missing by not being a member at The Kevin Smith Show. You can fix that right now by going to my website, click where it says join and join. It's that simple. But watching the video is not the only benefit. I mean, there's a very long list of things that you get in the members community, and it's only 25 cents a day. So, you know, check that out. By the way, when you join tonight, the first thing you need to do after you log in is read the new member info. I know you want to jump right over and start watching the video. You won't be able to unless you read that new member info. You got to do that first. All right, we'll be back after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and my guest this evening, Mr. James Horak. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are joining us just now in this second hour, boy, have you missed, I am not kidding you, you missed several universes of jaw-dropping information. And my sympathy for whatever it is that caused you not to be here for the first hour. But we're glad you're here now. And we are talking with Mr. James Horak. He's been a guest on this show a number of times, and we're delighted to have him back with us again this evening. James, what do you think about, let's go ahead and open the phone lines and just see if the audience would like to talk with you about this.
Sure thing. I hope somebody from Fort Worth calls.
I hope so, too. All right, we're going to open up the telephone lines and invite you, if you have a question, to give us a call and voice your question or make your comment. Now, the telephone number is 623-444-5889, 623-444-5889. If you're not in the USA and you're not in Canada, we have another option for you. We know it can be expensive to make that international long-distance call. So if you're not in the USA and you're not in Canada, here's what you can do. You can go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, and scroll down. You'll see the picture about tonight's show. And right above that picture is a link that says Flash Message. You must be outside the USA or outside Canada to send us that Flash Message. Actually, you don't have to be outside in order to send it, but in order for me to read it, you do. Because, why? We got a telephone for Canada and the USA, 623-444-5889. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Ryan from Washington.
Hello, Ryan.
First question is there a way to get a daytime photograph from where that was taken? Because what you could do is find out where, if there is any Transformers even located in the area, and you can prove that it wasn't Transformers just by matching up where the flashes took place and comparing it to where there's actually is there even Transformers in the area there?
No, not now further north. Now, there were some flashes further north that could have been Transformers, but where 90% of that activity is occurring, there's nothing electrical anywhere there except maybe a street light. But that's I don't even recollect any power lines. Now, there are power lines on the other side of the river, but that's outside the area. Everything is happening to the east of the river.
Okay, well, maybe it was these UFOs have some sort of field effect around them. Maybe it was some sort of a unintentional field effect compared with the lightning and the UFO and the ground.
Okay, there was no lightning.
Field around
there's no lightning.
Several feet. So.
There's no lightning. No lightning. There's no lightning. And what we're looking at is the same transformer blowing up 9, 10, 12 times?
Well, I'm not saying it's Transformers. I'm saying you can prove that it wasn't Transformers.
Why would I want to?
Possibly these UFOs, they have a field effect around them that stretches out several feet. You know, that's why Travis Walton was hit by that UFO. Maybe those UFOs are having some sort of unintentional effect on you know.
On what?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Now, I think some of these that we're seeing may be Transformers further away from the main action. It might be Transformers having a reaction to what's going on over there at the main spot. However, when you see the same thing light up and light up and light up and light up, that's not a Transformer. When they blow up, that's it. You get one blow and that's it.
Yeah, that's right. It's like a light bulb.
But the other question is, well, if there was a transformer, there had to have been a power outage. So if there wasn't a power outage, then it couldn't have been a transformer. I mean, when transformers go out, then you have people without powers.
That's a good point. You don't see any of the lights, the business lights or the lights of the downtown area or anywhere going out.
The only dark spot we see is down in that riverbed.
Yeah, yeah. Which is because there's nothing down there except a park, a few street lights, and the road that I was on is up kind of on a level, and right above it is where these nice homes are built, but that's out of the area. Everything's going on down in that river bottom.
Well, it's definitely a mystery to me. I'm not saying I know what it is. I didn't say it was transformers. I'm just saying that, it's just a mystery. So, but anyway,
yeah.
Kevin, thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Thanks for the call. See, I don't know what it is either. Now, you do because you were there. You saw it. I can't say that I know what it is, but I can say a transformer is not going to blow up multiple times. And, it's not going to light up like that multiple times, because once it blows, that's it. You get one explosion out of it, and that's it. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Jerome from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Jerome.
I think we should stop talking about transformers because that's been ruled out. And
agreed.
My question, Mr. Horak, is: do you think your presence was a result of this? I mean, had any connection to this effect?
Might have.
Mm-hmm. And I was talking, with the, and you seem to think that these are EBs disintegrating. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Does that mean that they are losing, losing craft?
Oh yes. Yeah.
And you said they were like 20 foot. The small ones, they were 20 foot in diameter or so.
No, they're 60. They're 60 feet in diameter. The large ones are 90 feet in diameter.
Okay. I would imagine if something like that would disintegrate, you would still have some kind of wreckage. And if all those flashes are disintegrations, there should be some type of debris there.
Well, if we were dealing with known physics... But if we're dealing with something that doesn't subscribe to the known physics of structure and of composition, then not necessarily. In fact, it's what is responsible for causing them to disintegrate would determine whether or not they, let's say, vaporize. Mm-hmm. Instead of fragment, they lose their molecular integrity.
That's a very good point. Kevin, I have a question for you.
Okay.
As a former police officer, mm-hmm. every time I see the police, if I go past something and they're investigating something, they always turn around and eyeball you up. They want to know who goes by.
That's correct.
Yes. What do you think the reason was that they paid no attention to James?
Well, it, of course, is speculation on my part.
Sure.
I don't care how much training you've had. I don't care how big, bad, and tough you are. No matter any of that, you can be startled. And when you get startled, you have the same reaction everybody else has. And your training is to try and recover from that quicker than most people do. Hopefully you do, but you're human, and you're going to have the same reaction everybody else has. And So I think it's very possible. They're watching all of these lights going off. They've been told to go set up a perimeter. Apparently nobody's been dispatched down into the action area. They're dumbfounded. They're amazed. They're startled. It's, what the hell is that? And I think that's just basically where they probably were.
I also thought that they may have been more preoccupied with what was coming from above than James on the ground.
Well, yeah. Yeah. You know, for instance, when I first showed you this video, are you watching tonight?
Yes, I am.
When I first showed the video, before I showed the one with the arrows pointing out the UFOs, I bet you didn't notice the UFOs. You might have.
No, I was more focused on the light.
Right. Everybody would be. And certainly that would be the case if you were on the ground 20 feet below where this is happening. Even though it's happening downrange from you, but it's only 20 feet, we'll say 20 to 50 feet in the air.
Mm-hmm.
It's downrange from you. However, it's flashing like we're seeing on the screen, and it's at basically treetop level. You're going to be stunned. You're going to be amazed. You're going to wonder, as I said, the thought that's going to be going through your head is, what the hell is that? And you're going to be wondering whether you're in a safe place or not.
And I'm sure the closer you were to it, you're looking up in the air, not looking down.
Well, yeah, if you're right under it, you're going to be looking up. Yeah.
Well, thank you for another interesting show, Kevin, and thank you, Mr. Horak, for being a guest.
Thank you.
All right. Telephone number is 623-444-5889. If you have a question or a comment, this is a pretty astounding video. You may disagree with absolutely everything that I have said here this evening, and if you do, that's fine. If you have a different explanation, I want to hear it. But I'll tell you what, if you call and tell me it's Transformers, you be prepared to tell me how they can blow up more than once. I want to know that. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Oh, my name's Tom. I'm in Ohio.
Yeah, Tom.
And I've been watching the show. It's a real good show tonight. Really enjoyed it.
Well, yeah.
My speculation on the video, it looks like a laser light show.
A laser light show all the way across the breadth of Fort Worth?
From a distance. A lot of times they put up towers, and you see there's a park there, and there's police along the roads there. And I'm just wondering if there's not a laser light show going on that... that the police are waiting for the show to come and go out.
Well, why would they put out an official statement then that these are Transformers blowing up?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, and I would not disagree with that, except the official story is it's Transformers blowing up.
Yeah, I know. The problem is I looked at the area down through there, and I don't see where there's any transformer substations or anything. That or unless all they're doing is arcing and not really blowing up.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you're watching the show and the one that lights up the whole sky, that's a hell of an arc.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And we ought to be, if that's happening... A couple of things should be a reality if that's happening. If they're just, all of these are arcing for some reason. One reality would be, even though they're not, if they're just arcing and not exploding, you're still going to see a splash of sparks out there. And we don't see that. Another thing is you're going to hear a whole lot of really loud crackling sound. When they arc, And nobody in Fort Worth reported that. So, I mean...
Yeah, you're right. You know, it's... what these things are, you know, it got me scratching my head over here. And
yeah, me too.
And the first thing came across was a laser light show, but then I think maybe they're just arcing out because of the humidity. Lord knows what it is.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that if we just look at the video and try to determine from the video itself, there are a lot of different things we could say, well, it might be this, it might be that. But when they came out with that explanation that these were transformers blowing up, and it was because lightning was hitting them.
42 times.
That pretty much killed the laser light show. Because if that's what it was, they would have said, folks, it was just a laser light show. Don't panic here.
That would have sold better. That's a better explanation.
Yeah, Tom, what did you just say? I didn't hear you.
All I'm doing is speculating on what.
Yeah. Well, you know,
transformers and everything else mm-hmm. that would put off that kind of a bright arc.
Yeah.
Oh, my connection to you is so bad I can barely hear you.
Well, we can hear you fine. And I want to thank you for the call.
Okay. You have a great show going. Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call.
All right. Tom in Ohio, I believe he said. There's some stuff happening there that's really weird, really suspicious. And I can see what he's saying about the, you know, the possibility that it's a laser light show. However,
well, it does resemble it. I mean, mm-hmm. it has that spectacular effect.
Yeah.
But you know, if you were there, the first thing you notice is that there is a stillness. It's like, you know, all of a sudden there's just nobody. There's no life, nothing. It's just absolutely still. And then all of a sudden, these things are there, and they...
Well, and we can see the UFOs in the sky above it.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
It's the Snake Man Jeff calling from Montreal, Canada. Kevin, good evening.
Good evening.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, Kevin. You look marvelous in your hat this evening.
Well, thank you very, very much.
You're quite welcome. This is a most fascinating video. I've been dialing like a madman trying to get in to ask some questions here.
Mm-hmm.
Does this look like to you folks an EMP energy coming from the Earth as opposed to coming down from the sky? Or?
I don't get that impression because I can see some of these. I'm going to use the word exploding, but you understand. I'm just saying it's an explosion of light. I can see some of these happening apparently above ground. Now, some of them I can't tell, but some of them are apparently happening above ground. And, you know, now, if I were just looking at the video and I didn't have an eyewitness, I would be absolutely baffled. But I would still have I would come to the conclusion immediately, that's not transformers blowing up.
Oh, no.
So, I you know, it's, whatever it is spectacular. And what amazes me, this happened in May of 2011, and there hasn't been a whole lot of fanfare about this out there in the so-called UFO world. And yet we have UFOs above this event. I mean...
This eclipses... Sorry, Kevin. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I, I was going to ask you. I would think this more than eclipses the Phoenix Lights, and as you know, and your listeners know, it took months really for the Phoenix Lights to even sort of come on the mainstream radar.
Yeah.
This really looks like this is a DARPA test. Again, I don't want to bring any. Your caller, you know, gets that repulsive feeling. I wondered when you walk through the neighborhood the next day, did you see were civilians acting strange, or did people just appear to be normal? It was just another day in Fort Worth.
Well, there was hardly anyone when I went out the next day. I noticed some families that were picnicking. I noticed that there was the usual traffic, but as far as people out there looking around, or police or investigators or military, no. It was like nothing had ever happened.
Yeah, this really looks like a, you know, I mean, this, to me, from what I'm gleaning and being able to understand, looks like a an EMP or scalar weapons situation. I don't know how to account for the UFOs. Again, that could be blue beam. I don't know. And again, but you've got that same feeling that you got when you were 4 years old. So, you know, this that's just mind boggling.
He usually is, don't you know?
Your description of the police they seem to be confused or disoriented, again, is another symptom that they talk about when we're using scalar weapons. And those people that are not familiar with that terminology should probably do a little bit of research into what scalar weapons are and the use of them. And the Soviets, the Chinese, the Americans, and everyone's really fooling around these things. So, I don't know. It's just, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention, Mr. Horak, and thank you, Mr. Smith, for taking my call.
You bet.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call. Okay, we're very, very close now to the next break. If you want to call, well, here's a call, so let me just ask. Caller, are you willing to hang on through the break?
Yes, I am.
All right, you hang on. If you have a question or you have a comment, we want you to have the opportunity to participate in the show, and you do that by giving us a call, 623-444-5889, 623-444-5889. We have some flash messages that have come in, and we're going to get to those after that next call. All right, we shall return right after this.
But nothing's hotter than the Kevin Smith Show.
And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We have a caller on the line. My guest is James Horak. And, caller, hang on just 1 minute. I got one quick flash message I'm going to answer right now, and then we'll get to you. I apologize. I know I lied to you, but I didn't intend to. Didn't know I was going to. I got this flash message during the break, and it's real short. It's from Mark in Australia, and he wants to know why I'm drinking tonight from this red cup instead of the coffee mug. You know, our Kevin Smith Show coffee mug's got my picture on it, and that's what I normally drink from. Mark, it's because I dropped it and broke it, and I didn't have another one. I have got to get another one, so I'm using a plastic cup tonight. Sorry about that. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yes, Kevin, this is Mike from Kentucky.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, James.
Hello, Mike.
How are you doing tonight?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing well. On this video that I've been looking at and these arcs and everything, first of all, you know where the UFOs are moving across and the one where the twin arrows are showing, Kevin?
Uh-huh.
And you have it disappear right after that. Well, I don't think they're flying out of the picture. I think they're going down and joining this display on the ground.
If you take this video and you slow it down, Mike, and you look at it frame by frame,
yeah,
when that one that you were talking about that disappears out there, when it disappears, if you do it frame by frame, you'll see it you'll see it move to the left. A whole bunch of frames go by, and then you'll see it again further to the left. A bunch of frames go by, and it's further to the left. It's moving off to the left, but it's moving so fast that it's outrunning that 30 frames per second on the camera.
And I noticed also that a couple of those little, what look like street lights down on the ground,
mm-hmm,
later arc up just like the others do.
Yeah.
And so I think they're hovering right above the ground, like James said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this reminds me of the big bright one out there. Reminds me like of the Guardian case in Canada back around 1989-90, somewhere in there.
It does.
Yes,
I forgot.
Yes.
James, are you familiar with that case?
Yes, yes, and that's a good observation, Mike.
Yeah, I had not made that connection.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like. And in the Guardian tape, which I had a copy of and still do, they get a real close-up view of this thing, and you can see that it's a discoid-shaped object and not a helicopter like a lot of skeptics like to suggest. So,
well, I don't disagree with that. Yeah, especially where we have the UFO that disappears. If you come straight down from that, and then a little bit to the left, that's the one that to me looks like what you're describing.
In fact, there's several of them there, three or four of them that brighten up real bright where you can see them.
Mm-hmm.
They all kind of take on for a moment that shape.
Yeah, they do.
I think that's what we're looking at. We're even way over in the extreme right hand corner of the monitor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is. Like they're just sitting there hovering.
Under these things?
I'm sorry, Mike, what did you say?
I said, James said he passed right underneath them.
Uh-huh.
And they were about 60 feet in diameter each.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the ones that were low. Yeah.
Yes, I'm talking about the low ones.
Yeah.
Did they have any kind of light underneath them, James? Beneath their bodies?
They gave off a slight luminescence, but as far as like that light shaft that I saw when we were coming to Texas and I was 4 years old, nothing like that. No, that's used to transport the EBs, that light shaft.
Okay. Now, these things here, the way they're lighting up, they almost, to me, I could conjecture that they are sending messages or, you know, to these other craft flying over the area to let them know where they are.
No, they're actually losing their field energy and being destroyed.
Did you ever see them ascend? In other words, does this video at any time beyond what we're seeing show these lights actually ascend up into the air and go away?
No, it does not. The video does not. But James, you were there. Did you see any of them ascend into the air and go away?
No. No. I think maybe out of view, out of my view, maybe some did, but if they were in my view, they didn't ascend or get away.
Let me tell you something I just saw in the video that I had not noticed. and this will repeat. But you see a row of lights light up one after the other as if it's around the edge of a craft.
Yeah.
Did you see that, Mike?
Yes.
And that's the one that you're saying resembles the Guardian craft, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you notice the one to its left, its light, the far left, gives off a red glow?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a lot going on. It would be interesting to talk to the person who submitted this film and see whether or not he has more that he didn't submit.
Yeah. It would be. I think it's more interesting to talk to somebody that was standing right underneath these things.
Oh, it is. Very mm-hmm. much so.
Yeah.
And, James, you need to pack up and make a trip up here and stop, pick up my son on the way and bring him on up.
All the way to Kentucky, huh?
All the way.
All right, Mike, thanks for the call, bud.
Y'all have a great night.
All right. 623-444-5889. Spardella Julio or Spardella Julio. Spardella Julio or Spardella Julio, you need to send me a flash message and tell me, is this pronounced with the Spanish pronunciation or is this pronounced with the Portuguese pronunciation? I'm not sure. Okay, but the question he has for you, James, is, he's from Belgium, Army bases, why are they always built on the planet grid? Could it be the cause with the EB craft electromagnetic shield?
Now, I can tell you about three or four bases that I know of that were built to study and prevent the access to sites where there had been known crashes, UFO crashes, and UFO constant presence of UFO-like phenomena. One of them is the Marfa Lights. People talk about the Marfa Lights here in Texas, but they many of them don't realize that there was an Army Air Corps base built there for that reason. But since they couldn't use it for aircraft because odd things happened.
Mm-hmm.
They had to close it, but it was built so that they could, militarily restrict access to the Marfa Lights. But that phenomena is ongoing every night. Every night you can go out and see the Marfa Lights. Nobody can explain them, and there people are warned off from approaching them.
All right. To the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin. This is Leah from Tennessee.
Hello, Leah.
Hello, Leah.
Hey, James. This is really hard to get in when you're on.
Well, I was hoping you would because I would miss your call.
Well, thank you. There's a couple things. I wanted to know if what is your feeling on why they're disintegrating and these craft above, would this be like one of those battles?
Yes, like it would be like one of those battles.
The craft in the sky are not
battles.
The same as the ones on the ground?
Yes. Yes, it would definitely be a battle.
And why else would they would be disintegrating?
Because they're being destroyed.
Yeah. Do you think that's what the ones in the sky are doing?
Perhaps. Those down low, the 60-foot diameter craft, are being annihilated. The choice of the site it was picked because it was remote and there weren't homes there or
a safe place to, I was wondering because there were several other similar things happened across the United States at the same time frame.
Yes. They could have been over the same for the same reasons by the same elements.
Well, that's kind of hopeful, considering these are the ones that give you that bad feeling that would mean, you know, that's a good thing.
Yeah, they're the ones who work with military intelligence to do harm to people.
Yeah, so this is a good thing, yeah?
It's a good thing. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, it's great talking to you.
It's good to hear from you.
You have a good night.
You too.
Thanks for the call, Leah. We have a flash message from Nick in the United Kingdom. Hi, Kevin. Another brilliant show. Looking at the video, the first thought that comes to mind is that the flashes of light originate from the point of light in the sky, and they are some type of plasma missile. Could we be witnessing some type of extraterrestrial attack, or have I been watching too many sci-fi movies? Well, you know, anything's possible, except we do have an eyewitness right here. And he says that what he saw is that EB craft are about 20 feet above ground level. They're 60 feet in diameter, and they're being vaporized. So, I don't know. Maybe. Well, maybe, you know, maybe those craft up above are doing some vaporization there. Who knows? You know, I just had a weird thing happen here with the flash messages. I had one from Rick in Australia, and I lost it. Here it is. I found it. No, he's not in Australia. He's in New Zealand. By the way, the telephone lines are open, folks, and the telephone number is 623-444-5889. And tell you what, Rick, we have a break coming up. Here's what I promise you. Right after the break, I get to your flash message. Good enough? Because you asked some good questions here. And, caller, are you willing to hang on until we get to the other side of the break?
Certainly.
All right. We are going to step away here in about, 25 seconds or so. And, you know, you just got to know, folks, you got to know. You're not going to come to the Kevin Smith Show and get the same kind of stuff you get everywhere else. You got to know that. This is the Big Boy Show. All right, and it's not for mushrooms or little kids. This bends your mind. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're on final approach here, and that means we only have a few minutes left. We do have a caller on hold. We have a flash message to get to, and we're going to do it first. So, James, you'll have to abbreviate your responses so we'll be able to get both of those in, okay?
Sure thing.
All right, here we go. This is from Rick down in New Zealand. Hi, Kevin and James. I may have missed it, but if these are EB's craft being vaporized, can you speculate on who and why they would be doing so, which you've already done a little bit? And he says, my initial questions are, why were the EB's over downtown Fort Worth? Secondly, who knew and was vaporizing them? And third, what's going on? Great show again, Rick. Okay, it's all yours.
Well, they were intruding. They shouldn't have been there.
Okay, so what's going on, it says?
Well, they were where they shouldn't be, and so they were vaporized.
And who knew and was vaporizing them?
Me.
I knew you were going to do that. The same way that you did when you were four?
Yep.
Now, you see, you've guaranteed we're going to have you back so we have more time to talk about that. You know that, don't you? You sneaked that in on me. You knew you were going to do that. We're going to have you back.
Well, I didn't expect someone to be as insistent as some people can be.
Yeah. Okay. To the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, it's Jackie from Florida, and I appear to be last on purpose here because, James, I had spoken to you, and you did disrupt those craft when you were tiny over Roswell. We kind of came out here on the Kevin Smith Show, and I was kind of right along with the guy right before me that it was you that were the extra catalyst to vaporize the ones who were over Fort Worth where they shouldn't have been.
That's right. They shouldn't have been there.
When you chuckle, I know that somebody's getting close, but you're not going to give it up until you ask the exact right question.
Jackie, did you out me the last time? Are you
yes,
the lady
I did.
That did?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you're so bad.
Okay, well, I'm going to jump out, and it's been really fun to hear you again, and thanks, Kevin, for having him on. It's great. Thank you.
All right, thanks for the call. Now, see, here's the deal, James. There are people that have been listening, and they're right with us as we talk, and they're right with you as you describe what's happening until you say you're the one that vaporized them, and then there are people that just say, oh, yeah, right. Folks, I'm going to tell you something, and I can't. We'll do another show. We never got to the other incident that I have checked into, and although I cannot verify every point, I verified major points of the other incident. And I can show you that verification, and will show you that verification, but we'll have to do it on another show, James.
All right, Kevin.
Because we don't have enough time. I wish we did, but we don't. Well, then, that was special. I wish we had more time, but we don't, and that's going to be a whole show. You know which incident I'm talking about, don't you?
Oh, yes.
All right. Yeah. That'll be a whole show all to itself.
It had some witnesses.
Yeah. And there's a little bit of strange documentation that points to it, too. Caller, you will be our last call this evening. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Ben. I'm from Florida.
Yeah, Ben.
I thought that was really interesting about being the person responsible for disintegrating them.
Uh-huh.
In the flashes that you said, let me give you an example, and I haven't yet spoken about this, Kevin, it's upcoming, but I had an incident like that before, a year after what I had talked about with you, that I knocked out a transformer just by thought, like he is suggesting that happened. And so now I can say, now I'm convinced he's correct. And that's all I wanted to say.
All right. Thanks for the call. Folks, if it seems totally out of the realm of possibility, understand, I'm not saying that what James Horak says is absolutely true. James Horak tells us what James Horak tells us, and he always blows my socks off every time he's here. But I have visited in his home. I was there for several days. Things he had told me that you would see in Fort Worth. You know, my mind says, okay, well, I've never seen anything like that. I'm not going to say it can't happen, but I mean, I've never experienced that. And so I go and visit, and some of the things he described, I saw, and saw on more than one occasion while I was there. And I'm telling you, Fort Worth has weird crap happening in the skies. Fort Worth, everybody talks about Phoenix, and I talk about Phoenix. Phoenix is a hot spot. It is no hotter than Fort Worth. Weird stuff happens in the skies above Fort Worth, and it happens on a, I have to say, a regular basis, unless they were out there just putting on a show for me because I was in town, which I really doubt. But things happen. And as a matter of fact, the deal with the Jets, James, would happen several times almost every day while I was there.
It's pretty common.
Yeah. It was weird. Just weird. And you're going, what was that? Tell us, please. It's in the archives. Okay? Several times it's in the archives. Folks, we are out of time. We're running up against the end of the show. I want to thank everybody who has called in. I want to thank everybody who sent a flash message. Thanks for participating. You make shows happen. And when you ask your question, you set in motion ripples through the universe. You change the universe by asking your question or making your comment. And it helps other people to think of what they want to ask as well. So thank you. I appreciate your participation. James, I appreciate you for being with us, and we will have to have you back now to tell, I guess, the rest of the story.
That's fine, Kevin, anytime.
Yeah, you knew you were putting me on the hook for that, but I'm glad to be on the hook. I really am. It's always exciting when James is here. If you are not yet a member, take care of that right now. Click where it says join and join. And then, you've seen tonight what you've been missing, right? Almost every show, not every show, but almost every show, if you're watching, it's like 100 times greater than if you're listening. And it's already the best on the planet when you're listening. So imagine. And it's only 25 cents a day. If you are not yet subscribed to the K-Files, you also need to do that. The K-Files is our free weekly newsletter. Free, okay? It comes out once a week, and you need to be getting it. If you're getting it, then you're getting it. And if you're not getting it, you haven't gotten it yet, no matter how much you think you did get it. If that confuses you, I'm sorry. But it's a fantastic publication, and we've been publishing it now since 2000. And we have people that are subscribed right now who subscribed in 2000. It must be pretty good, wouldn't you think? And it's free. So if you don't subscribe, you got to ask yourself every day when you look yourself in the you look at your face in the mirror, where's the genius here? All right, that's a wrap. That's going to do it for this evening. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.